again.
Well, we're definitely going to have a couple new congressmen in our area. You know, Bobby Rush not running again. Adam Kinzinger got redistricted out, basically, out of his district. Did he just have a press conference, or what did he say?
No, so this is a video that was issued 8 hours ago on his Twitter page. Here's a line that everybody's saying, and we're going along with it, that says, basically, what they're saying is, okay, he's not going to run for governor or Senate. So here, listen closely.
If the past 12 months have taught me anything, it's that saving America is the fight of our lives. This time last year, I hoped victory would come in a matter of months. Now I see it will take years. That's why I'm transitioning from serving just one corner of Illinois into fighting this new nationwide mission full time.
And that was from his, and that's, of course, his county first pack, a country first pack, I should say, that he's going to be a part of. And the way it's being phrased on his website, he's trying to fight extreme tribalism.
Basically, it sounds like he's going to be a PAC member, a lobbyist, who's going to go out there and support moderate Republicans. You know,
I don't think it's going to be just moderate Republicans, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, when they said he was going to run for governor, or, you know, I was like, how does he's Congressman Kinzinger has been on this show many, many, many times over the last decade. You know, from a political standpoint, I know him fairly well. I don't know how anybody thinks he could win governor, because Democrats aren't going to vote for him. Republicans, the far right Republicans aren't. So he's just going to have the centralists. I think you would look at that and say he's not going to win that. So he's going to go out there and support all that. You know, it is interesting, because, again, you know, with Bobby Rush after 15 years, Congressman Kinzinger, I think, has been in for 12?
Six terms, yep.
12 years. So those are some two big new Congress people. I shouldn't say new, because it could be somebody from a different district that has run before, but it's going to be interesting to see a little bit of new shape here in Illinois with some new members in there, a couple that have been long-term members stepping up out there in D.C. I'm curious to see what does happen with the governor's race, however. I don't believe, as of right now, nobody's officially said they're going to primary Governor Pritzker.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about primarying Pritzker, but there are
numerous Republicans stepped up.
Holy cow.
Now, you did hear that it was before Christmas, about a week before Christmas or so, a couple weeks before Christmas, that there were the reports around that the New York Times, I think, reported that there was interest not only from Governor Pritzker, they reported this, that there was interest, but also interest in him possibly running for president if President Biden did not run for a second term. Now, Governor Pritzker said the politically correct thing, where he said, you know, I'm perfectly happy being the governor of Illinois, but at that point, if things change, then we might see a different thing there. So lots of, you know, shakeups kind of locally here on what's going on exactly with some of the congressional seats here. This is 1340 WJOL. The Turk Furniture Studio line is 815-254-7300. Joining me on that line from the Will County Health Department, Executive Director Sue Olenek. Sue, thanks for coming on this afternoon. I appreciate your time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we come back, and obviously a lot of things change. I say we come back after the holidays and everything. And as we know, the COVID numbers have been ticking up, and the CDC has announced some changes in some guidelines. The Illinois Department of Health and countywide, I just want to get a little bit of clarification for everybody out there. So let me start off by asking this question. If someone tests positive for COVID, what is the recommendation for isolation and quarantine that they should do according to your office?
Okay, so the announcement that was made and has been highly publicized is for general population. So that would be people that are not in healthcare, people that are not in congregate settings, people that are not in long-term care facilities working. It's for general public.
Okay.
So if a person in the general public tests positive for COVID, what they need to do is they still need to isolate, and they need to isolate for 5 days.
Okay.
5 days from the symptom onset or from when they received the positive test. If they are fully vaccinated, then we recommend that they test on day 5. If they're not fully vaccinated, then we recommend that they continue to wear the mask for an additional 10 days and test on day 5 also after the exposure or the positive test.
Okay.
So
that's for general population. Is it, can we, is it more, is it various things for people that are in congregate settings or things like that? Are things different for them?
It is. And it depends on the situation.
Okay.
Right now we have our hospitals that, you know, are maxed out. They have contingency operations, crisis operations. There are different levels of ways that they have to deal with positive cases than the general public.
You come in contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID. General population, what are you to do as a person?
You should wear a mask for sure, all the time around anybody. And that includes your family. I think that's one of the issues that we're seeing people that know that they have been exposed or they think they might have been exposed. They're not fully masking all the time. We're trying to contain the virus still. So they need that masking is extremely important.
So if you come in contact with someone who has tested positive and you have no symptoms, should you still test? And if so, how long after that contact should you test?
Okay, so if you're not symptomatic, we recommend that you test like on maybe the third day following the exposure, then maybe again on the fifth day, and possibly even on the seventh day. If the 3 to 5 are negative. The issue is that there is a extremely high demand for tests and testing, and there aren't as many, the supply is just not there. I know that I have, made calls for friends and family for testing around the community, and it's difficult. I have made a request to the Illinois Department of Public Health to stand up at least one or two testing sites in Will County. I have not received a response. We've been providing BINAC now rapid tests throughout the county for, over a year. We provide them to schools and hospitals and provider offices, fire departments, et cetera. And our supply is low. We're literally, stealing from Peter to pay Paul, trying to move test kits around just so everybody has enough. We've also asked them to increase our allotment.
A couple things on the test. You mentioned the BioNex. I know that is one of the tests you can buy at Walgreens. Do you consider at the health department the home test, whether it's the BioNex or anything you can get from Walgreens or CVS that you can buy in the store, take it home? Do you consider those tests appropriate tests to take to tell if you have COVID?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Some people say, the home tests aren't as accurate. You shouldn't do those. And I didn't know if that was the fact or not.
No, I think that they're accurate. And if the thing about it is, though, if you, let's say you take a test but you have symptoms, but the test comes out negative, mm-hmm. you still should follow up with a PCR. Ah. That's that, swab test, the golden test, because, we don't know if it could be flu A, it could be flu B, it could be COVID, could be allergy, you don't know. But if you've got symptoms, you really want to get, a definitive answer.
I know the Lake County Health Department released a statement that there have been up there some testing sites that have come up that I'm basically going to say are fraudulent sites where they do the test, they don't then either get the results to the people or not do an accurate test. Have you heard anything about fraudulent testing sites or testing sites that are not recommended here in the Will County area?
Yeah, actually, we had one of our staff members do some investigating on this, and we provided all of the information. We were getting complaints from people, and so we followed up on them, and we sent the information to the Illinois Department of Public Health, and they have stated that they have also forwarded not only our information, but information from the other counties as well to the Attorney General's office, and they're moving through some kind of legal action. I don't really have any details other than, yes, we see those sites as well. Fortunately, not me, but they are out there. People are not getting their test results, or they're getting the test results, 6, 7, 8, 9 days after they tested, which of course is, by that time, it's not very effective.
Back to the isolating, and that you mentioned congregate settings. I know there's some discussion over schools here in Will County that they are, you know, not, they're going with the Illinois State Board of Education recommendation, not the CDC recommendations. Is that why, are they considered like kind of a congregate setting and they're looking at more of that 10-day isolation than the 5-day? Do you know anything about that?
Yes, they are considered a congregate site. Our epidemiologist, Alpesh Patel, is in constant contact. Today alone, I saw several emails from superintendents in schools in Will County. They are concerned. They are, you know, asking for consultation. They are actively trying to do the right thing here in getting information and getting recommendations from our staff. Right now, we've got like 23 schools that are in outbreak status. We've got 37 licensed long-term care facilities. We've got 9 group homes, and we've got 14 daycare centers that are in outbreak status.
Wow!
This is serious. Yesterday we received information that Region 7 hospital system, which Will County is a part of, it's like Southern Cook, Will, Grundy, Kankakee. About midday, they had 3 ICU beds available. That's it.
Mm, wow. Out of all hospitals. It is, the numbers are definitely up there. And again, the most important thing, you know, mask up, get tested, and follow the guidelines of isolation, I think is the best thing we can do in this. Sue Olenek, Executive Director of the Will County Health Department, I really appreciate your time this afternoon and clarifying things for us. Greatly appreciated.
Could I say one more
yes.
thing, please?
Yes.
The State Health Department has rolled out a new kind of way to do the contact tracing just because of the large number of cases. And so if somebody tests positive, they're going to get a text from the Illinois Department of Public Health. And we're putting a press release out on this tomorrow. They're going to get a text, and it's going to ask the individual, it's going to say it's from IDPH, and it's going to ask them to call back a number, 312-777-1999. I want your listeners to know and to tell everybody else this, excuse me, this is not a scam. This is a way of trying to get as many people traced and contacted as quickly as possible. Local health departments just absolutely cannot keep up with the demand. So it's not a scam. They need to respond to that. They can either opt in to do the interview, or they can opt out to do an interview.
Oh, so that is great piece of information there for everybody to look for that coming, that new stuff, not a scam. Sue, again, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We'll talk again in the near future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.